at least most of you, know that Uncle Billy, in the course of the movie, a rather erratic, absent-minded, and sometimes tipsy man, handed $8,000 over to the Bailey family's arch nemesis, one of the cruelest, avaricious, hard-hearted villains ever created, Mr. Potter. And he threatened George with financial ruin, with prison, with the loss of his reputation, with the loss of his family, with the loss of everything he cherished, even the loss of that savings and loan to which he had dedicated his life. Deliverance seemed nowhere possible. He even humbled himself and went to his arch nemesis Potter for help and received none. And completely devastated, he finds his way to a bar. And there he prays. Oh Lord, oh God, you know I'm not really a praying man, but if you're there, if you hear me, show me the way. I am at the end of my rope. Show me the way. At the end of that prayer, he is instantly slugged in the mouth. But that prayer sets off a series of events that gives him an entirely new perspective on his life. And yes, you might say that it was schmaltzy, that it was sentimental hooey, but I say to you, the prayer of George Bailey discloses something fundamental about the universe, fundamental about our lives, fundamental about the nature of God. In my mind's eye, I see a young American pilot on a runway. Sitting in his cockpit for 4 hours as he awaits permission to go on his mission. It is December 1944 in the Battle of the Bulge. He knows that the Germans have broken through the Allied lines and in fact have encircled the liberating army. And he is being sent along with another pilot to thwart a German parachute drop onto the beleaguered Allied troops. And he knows it is a suicide mission. He will not return. And so, he's in that cockpit, and he's mentally saying goodbye to everyone he loves. And he's wondering why on Christmas Eve, nations are at war. And he feels so empty, so lost, so overwhelmed, that he prays a George Bailey prayer. My Lord, my God, help me. Be with me in this hour. And suddenly, before he even says the Amen, he feels the peace and the power of God in the very depths of his soul. And he knows whatever happens, he is not alone. God is with him. That young man by the name of Bob Benton, went on to live a long life and become one of the most nurturing spiritual presences I have ever known. And not long after he prayed that prayer, that mission was canceled. About the same time, all the way on the other end of the world, a young Marine named Tom Chin was dug in a foxhole trying to secure a beachhead on Solomon Island. He had endured a long night of bombing and strafing, and he was dug in next to an active volcano. And as dawn broke, he suddenly heard this tremendous roar and felt the ground shake. And he wasn't sure if it was a bomb or the volcano, and then he realized he had just lived through an earthquake. Later that day, he was evacuated to Guadalcanal, where he had a change of clothes and a good meal by Marine standards, and a shower. And as he was in the shower, he realized this was his third year away from his wife, his third year away from home, his third year away from a daughter he had never seen. And he feels overwhelmed. And he prays a George Bailey prayer, "Lord, give me the strength to deal with my loneliness, my destitution." And as he comes out of that shower, he hears Christmas carols. A bunch of Marines singing Christmas carols, and they remind him it is Christmas Eve. And suddenly, the tears, this hard, tough Marine is weeping. And as he weeps, he feels the presence of God. He feels the peace of God. And though he does not know what tomorrow will bring, he knows he is not alone. For those who think that the scriptures are just a group of fairy tales, people like Bob Benton and Tom Chin could testify to the fact that they too could pray the prayer of the psalmist, even as George Bailey in a sense did. O thou, O Lord, my God. Work on my behalf for thy name's sake. According to thy hesed, thy steadfast love, deliver me. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is stricken. I am gone like a shadow in the morning. I'm shaking like a locust. My knees have become weak, my body gaunt with fasting. I am an object of scorn. Save me, O God. Save me, O God, according to thy hesed, thy steadfast love. The George Bailey prayer. I am at the end of my rope. Show me the way. Speaks to the fundamental truth that in those moments in our lives when we feel overwhelmed, when we feel helpless, when we feel confused about how to go forward, when we feel forsaken, the prayer of George Bailey is open to us. Save me, O God, according to thy hesed, thy steadfast love. Show me the way. I've been thinking about writing a modern version of Job. And in my version, Job will be a football coach who loses every single game during the season. And in the midst of that season where he loses every single game, his mother dies. And in the midst of that season where he loses every single game, his son is diagnosed with a mysterious illness. And in the midst of that horrible season, his wife is diagnosed with cancer and is not expected to live. Now, if I write that story, I will have to acknowledge it's based on a true story. It's the story of Lou Holtz, the football coach at the University of South Carolina. And after that season, a reporter says to him, "Coach Holtz, how did you withstand all that adversity? How did you handle losing every game, losing your mama, almost losing your son, nearly losing your wife? How did you handle all that negativity?" It was a secular reporter, a secular question, but Lou Holtz could not give a secular answer. He said, "Young man, I am a firm believer in my God. I have a firm faith. And in the midst of all of those horrible things, I placed my life wholly in God's hands, knowing that God would sustain me." Here was a man buffeted on every side by circumstance, but he knew he had recourse. The prayer of George Bailey: "I am not able to withstand all of this pressure. Show me the way. I'm at the end of my rope. Show me the way." The truth is, feeling that power and presence of God, like Bob Benton did, like Tom Chin did in his own way, how George Bailey did in his own way, how Lou Holtz did, that peace and that power may not change anything of your external circumstances. Experiencing the peace and power may not change one iota of the events around you, but they can give you resources to deal with whatever comes. George Bailey, as some of you know, most of you know, goes running through the town, wishing everyone Merry Christmas in joy and exhilaration, even though his circumstances have not changed. He does not know that his debt will be forgiven. He does not know that the subpoena will be torn up. He thinks he is still facing prison and the loss of everything, but still he rejoices because God has revealed to him through an angel, "You have had a wonderful life." Bob Benton knows that even if this mission is scrubbed, he may be shot down tomorrow. But he knows he'll never be alone. He'll never have that kind of fear. God is with him. Tom Chin knows that he may be a casualty in the next invasion, but he is not alone. God is with him. Praying the prayer of George Bailey, experiencing the peace and power of God, may not change any of your external circumstances, but it might change your internal attitude. I think of the seminary where I was trained, Southern Seminary. It was at the end of the Civil War, and the seminary's future looked bleak. Worthless endowment, no money, no students, no prospects. And the four founding fathers of Southern Seminary gathered in Greenville, South Carolina for a powwow. They knew that circumstances demanded the seminary be closed, but John Broadus said to his colleagues, "Gentlemen, let us resolve quietly that the seminary may die, but let us resolve that we will die first." The seminary may die, but let us resolve that we will die first. That statement gave those four men a mission. Their endowment was still worthless. They still had no students. They still had no money. They still had no prospects. But they moved Southern Seminary to Louisville, Kentucky. And they opened it with 7 students and laid the groundwork for an institution that survives to this day. The external circumstances had not changed. What had changed was their internal resolve that God would provide for them and show them the way to go forward. My friends, every single one of us will find ourselves in the valley of the shadow. Every single one of us will make mistakes that roil our lives. Every single one of us will hit brick walls that stymie our ambitions and completely frustrate us. Every one of us will at times think that all of our ambitions will come to naught. But always available to us is the prayer of George Bailey. My Lord, my God, hear my prayer. I'm at the end of my rope. Show me the way. The most powerful promise that our Lord ever uttered to us was, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. Truth is, George Bailey may have prayed prayers throughout his life, but he never uttered a truer prayer, a more profound prayer, than he was half buzzed at a bar and said, my God, I'm at the end of my rope. Show me the way. There are times, even in the darkest moments of our lives, when we need to remember that we are not alone. The God who gifted us with the gift of Christ will come to us in our need and will give us the strength to go forward. George Bailey learned that lesson. May we learn it as well. May we pray together. Lord, there are times in utter humility we have to cast ourselves upon you, knowing that only you are sometimes able to bear our burdens. We know there is head faith, but there are moments, O Lord, when we have to have heart faith and feel your presence in the depth of our being, your peace, your power, your reality. May we claim that gift. In the name of the Christ, amen.